With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Even with the tumult over tariff news last week, at least one poll indicates popularity for President Trump.
The results come from the Daily Mail surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow in what would be their second White House sit-down since Trump's return to office. Former Israeli ambassador to U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network what Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's objective is for the Gaza Strip.
I think it's aimed at sectioning off Gaza. Sectioning off Gaza with certainly one express objective, maybe an implicit objective. The express objective is to divide Gaza in a way that Hamas cannot transfer arms and gun people and terrorists across various sections of Gaza.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, author and historian Michael Oren shared a liberal general's perspective on the conflict with Hamas.
We are playing Hamas's game. Hamas is negotiating ceasefires for hostages. We should not be negotiating ceasefires and release of Palestinians for hostages. We should be negotiating the release of hostages for Palestinian land. Because the only thing Hamas cares about is land.
Suspected U.S. airstrikes have killed at least two people overnight in a stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels as well. This is SRN News. A small child has been suspended in England for being transphobic. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, age 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Starting in May, Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government building will be fined $500 per day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. More on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com. Former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner says an embarrassing and drawn-out presidential recount led to the state making serious improvements in how it handles elections.
Well, you know, we were the butt of jokes after the 2000 election, and every year thereafter, I'm proud to say the Florida legislature has looked at how we can make it easier to vote but harder to cheat.
Renner says the Florida vote count is always quick since the state takes pains to ensure early and absentee ballots are already tallied by Election Day.
Right after 7 o'clock when our polls close, you see all the absentee votes and the early vote come in really quickly. And then Election Day, of course, comes in fairly quickly thereafter. So by 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest, you know who's won.
Renner spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about Florida's special election coming up this Tuesday. China says it will impose a 34% tax on all U.S. imports next week, delivering its strongest response yet since President Trump began piling tariffs on Chinese goods. This is SRN News.